With new weight loss drugs hitting the market, many doctors are wondering if they might shift cultural views around obesity. New drugs have changed the way we think about anxiety, depression, or even high cholesterol, turning them into treatable conditions not necessarily tied to lifestyle. Perhaps these new drugs can do the same for obesity. But behind this alluring narrative, there's also concern that pharmaceutical companies are taking marketing for anti-obesity drugs too far. For more, let's bring in Elaine Chen, reporter with our partner at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So give us the overview of this new class of weight loss drugs. How are they different than the ones that have come before, and how do they work?
Yeah, so the history of obesity medications has been characterized by, frankly, a lot of disappointments. You had drugs in the past that didn't lead to a lot of weight loss or had some pretty serious side effects. These new class of medications are different in that they have shown to lead to pretty significant amounts of weight loss, and the side effects that we know about so far seem relatively okay. So this class of drugs mimic hormones that essentially have the effect of helping people feel full. And, you know, that's the mechanism by which they work.
Okay. And how does someone get a prescription for these drugs?
They can go to a doctor. It doesn't have to be, you know, a specialist. They can really go to any doctor, their primary care doctor, and get a prescription. It's been a little bit difficult recently because there have been a lot of shortages because there's been so much demand for the drugs. And so actually getting access to these medications has been pretty hard.
So the drugs are also really expensive. There's an annual net price of over $13,000. Are the people who can access these drugs largely the people who need them?
Right. So there is a concern about inequities here because the drug is quite expensive and it's not widely covered by insurers, especially public insurers. So, you know, a lot of lower income communities can access them. And we know that these are also communities that experience higher rates of obesity, but also kind of downstream complications from obesity, such as diabetes and heart disease. So yeah, there is a concern that the communities and groups who may need these medications the most can't access them, and that could widen health disparities.
And you mentioned earlier some shortages that we're seeing, and I'm wondering if that's tied to the other phenomenon that you report about, which is that people who are not obese or diabetic are using these drugs, including celebrities and influencers. You had a really interesting anecdote that you're hearing in Hollywood ahead of, say, a big show. All of a sudden, let's get these drugs and use them for a few weeks to drop some pounds. What are the risks of these drugs becoming more widespread?
Yeah, we do see and hear about some instances of kind of misuse of the medications. There is also concern that, you know, just as the messaging grows more widespread, there could be other kind of more negative implications, such as will society start to overlook the environmental contributors to surging obesity rates, right? Such as the lack of healthy food and the lack of access to physical exercise. And will this messaging also be harmful to people who, you know, have or are at risk of eating disorders? And could this messaging contribute further to weight stigma because you're telling people, you know, obesity is a disease, and will that start to kind of make them feel like, you know, there's something wrong with my body and I'm not normal. So there are all these, you know, different concerns about the implications of these new drugs becoming more widespread.
It's also a massive financial opportunity for big pharma, for the drug makers. I understand that one company, Novo, even funded the development of coursework and fellowships on obesity for medical schools. How involved are the pharma companies in the research and marketing of these drugs?
I think the way they're approaching these medications are interesting because more so than just marketing specific drugs, they're also, like you mentioned, trying to promote this message that obesity is a disease. So especially Novo Nordisk, as you mentioned, has been funding the development of coursework for medical schools, which is kind of a rare move. Some experts were a little bit startled by that move, thinking that, you know, they shouldn't go anywhere near medical school curricula. So it's interesting that the drug companies are getting pretty involved in trying to push this message behind, you know, obesity being a disease.
And Stat and Elaine and the team are going to be reporting a lot more on this new move to obesity drugs. We'll continue to follow that coverage. Elaine Chen is a reporter at Stat, the health and medicine publication. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.